I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Mexico's brutal drug cartels like to broaden their operations, unfortunately. They've exported their trafficking and violence to Central America, for instance. They've moved into the people smuggling business, too, by controlling the movement of illegal immigrants into the United States. But it's still surprising to hear U.S. officials say that a Mexican drug cartel was involved in the alleged Iranian plot to kill the Saudi ambassador in Washington. The plot supposedly called for the Zetas cartel to carry out the actual murder. Alfredo Corchado covers Mexico's drug cartels as a correspondent for the Dallas Morning News. He's in Juarez, Mexico right now. Corchado says Zetas hitmen have a reputation for being ruthless.
They're not shy about murdering people. They're not shy about beheadings or brutality. But they usually do this on Mexican territory or in countries with very weak judicial systems, and all aim at protecting their criminal enterprise. To do a murder for allegedly $1.5 million in the United States, it's pretty bizarre.
Well, we know that the Mexican cartels have crept into the U.S., but what are their actual on-the-ground capabilities in the U.S., in places like Washington, that might make this sort of plot possible?
Well, they're very sophisticated when it comes to operating within Mexican limits or, you know, in Central America, whether it's Guatemala or Honduras. They have ties all over the world, but that's what makes this thing so bizarre, is why would the Zetas, you know, they're part of a $40 billion industry. I mean, why would they take $1.5 million to go to Washington, D.C. and blow up some restaurant or something?
Would the Mexican drug lords take that sort of gamble and risk antagonizing the U.S. government with an assassination plot?
Mexican cartels for the last few years have been, you know, under a lot of pressure by the Calderon government, oftentimes with the help of the U.S. government. The Zetas in particular are being targeted by not just the government itself, but also by paramilitary groups. That's why, you know, crossing into the United States to create this kind of mayhem, it just sounds very, very impossible.
Alfredo, you follow the drug cartels as a reporter, and the Zetas are among the most notorious, if not the most notorious. As far as their presence in the United States, what is that like? I mean, how deep do they penetrate, and what are their numbers here like?
We don't know exactly about numbers. I mean, in Mexico, there's talk that they may be in the 15,000 range. You're talking about hitmen, you're talking about lookouts, the support group. In the United States, you hear a lot about elements of the Zetas, people who work for the Zetas, gang members. In the Texas area, we have reported on assassinations, whether it's Dallas, whether it's San Antonio, whether it's Houston. But these are assassinations that are carefully planned out by the Zetas to protect their business interests. We haven't, you know, heard anything about them being involved or interested in anything other than that.
What are Mexicans saying today about this?
The Mexicans are waiting for the Zetas to come out with one of those famous, signs. The way they communicate with the public is they put out what they call narcomanta, which is a handwritten note that says, yes, we did this, or no, we didn't do that. So Mexicans are eagerly waiting for the sign in some bridge along the Mexican border that says, we had nothing to do with the Iranians, you know. And many sources I've talked to have been, you know, logging onto the computers and looking at these narco blocks, waiting for something to come up in the Zetas. I mean, we're all eagerly waiting to see what they have to say about this. You know, and it also makes you question who the informant is. I mean, we'll probably never know that. Was he a high-ranking member of the Zetas or just someone who claims to have known the Zetas? There's a lot of details that we still don't know.
How do you think this is going to change the U.S. assistance and attention on the drug war and helping Mexico fight the cartels?
I think in some ways it helps the Americans make the argument that what happens south of the border is something that Americans need to be worried about. It brings out this notion that there really isn't that much difference between a terrorist group and a Mexican cartel group. The tactics used by cartels are not that different than those used by the terrorist groups. But again, up to now, the Mexican cartels have shown no sign that they're interested in political cause. I mean, for them, it's all about greed. It's all about controlling territories. It's all about controlling communities. But I think it makes the argument, at least for mainstream America, that what's happening along the U.S.-Mexico border, the 2,000-mile border, is something they should be paying attention to.
Alfredo Corchado with the Dallas Morning News, speaking with us from Juarez, Mexico. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.